Welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. I'm Alan Collier, it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And of course, this time, the fourth Wednesday of the month, we always have Sue in to tell us what's going on. And of course, we're really keen to hear what they're doing at the moment because of the remote learning and all sorts of things. So welcome to Diletta, how are you?
I'm great, Alan, how are you?
I'm very well too, thank you. Diletta, tell us a bit about what's going on at CIRI, because some of us aren't too sure with the lockdowns and all that.
Yeah, so CIRI, once lockdown happened, most of our team started working remotely from home, and that included our teachers delivering a remote learning program to the community school students. Part of that really meant ensuring that engagement with the students was kept at a maximum. So any student that wasn't logging on remotely was contacted to ensure that was that process and that part of engagement was kept at a high. Our children's services, well, that kept operating as usual, but it's not really as usual because our numbers were quite down. But all the educators were attending our services and we were offering a face-to-face service as normal. A lot of our families weren't attending, so we really worked hard to keep engagement with the families and ensure that the children were connected still to our children's services, because obviously we worked really hard to make sure that they orientate into the service and we didn't want them to have that same difficulty settling back into the environment. So we've done some very innovative things, such as create some videos of learning on our CIRI Kids Hub, as we call it. So that's on both our CIRI Services Facebook page and also our CIRI Children's Services Facebook page. So we did things like a dedication to Anzac Day, where we made some Anzac biscuits, told Anzac stories, and also made Play-Doh with some sensory things like rosemary in it to explain what rosemary meant, why rosemary was significant for the Anzacs. I've also done a healthy food lunchbox segment with our directors of our services. So that's been a two-part series. Part one has already been out and part two will be released. We've done story time. We've done some craft activities. One of the great craft activities that we did was making worry dolls, which we thought was really important for children to understand that they've got something that they can tell their worries to. So Pat from our outside school hours care did a craft activity with worry dolls and some other craft activities. We've also had Spanish lessons being put onto our CIRI Kids Hub, and we do offer language programs at both of our long daycare centres for our kindergarten children. So at Mount Evelyn we have Spanish, so Ricky, or Enrique as he's called, he did a Spanish lesson, sort of just introducing Spanish to the community. And we will also have Chia, who is our Japanese teacher up at Yarra Junction Long Daycare, doing some Japanese lessons. So that should be released in the next couple of days. We've also done a parent-child mother goose session, which is a type of playgroup that we will release in the next few days as well. So we're doing lots of things online just to keep connected with our community, with our children, but also the wider community. And they've been really, really well received. Story time, craft activities, lots of different things. And the community hub has been operating remotely, doing lots of innovative things. They've got Friday Night Live this week coming up with some information on Aboriginal culture for Reconciliation Week. They've been doing dance classes online. They've got ballet dancing and book club happening online. So that's all on our Facebook page. So CIRI Community Hub also has a Facebook page of their own, as well as being on CIRI Services. Two new courses are starting remotely in Term 3. That's basic MYOB and bookkeeping. Oh, that's actually starting the 1st of June, so that's next week. So there's been lots of things happening behind the scenes and really working creatively as a team to make sure that we're still servicing the community in the way that we have, prior to COVID. So sort of business as usual in an unusual time, if that makes sense.
Diletta, also, you just mentioned book club. So tell me how that, first of all, the age group of that, and how does that work? Because normally a book club, you all read the same book and then you all get together and you discuss the book. So how does that quite work?
Well, it's a book club for adults. I suppose the books that they're reading are sort of more adult books, so not children's books. It's they choose the books together, so they choose the book for the next time when they meet. So they meet via Zoom at the moment, being obviously remote learning time. So they usually choose a book that's also a film because some people are time poor. So that means then that, you know, if you don't get time to read the book, you can watch the film. And then they actually compare the film to the book as well as part of it. So they go through a series of questions to think about. So there's one of our wonderful team members, she sends out, whoever registers for the book club, she will send out a link with which book's going to be studied, some questions about the book, and then they discuss that together like a normal book club, but it's just operating via Zoom.
I'm just a bit intrigued. How do they get the books? Because the libraries are shut, aren't they?
Maybe books they've got at home. The libraries will be opening, I think, from next week. I think I read for a minimum of 20 people, but that is a very interesting question. I suppose they could get them off Audible or, you know, one of those electronic means, but that's why some of the people, if they can't access the book, can access the film on Netflix or one of those other mediums. So I know that just having discussions, I'm not part of the book club, but having discussions with one of the ladies that is in the book club, you know, there was a mix of half and half that some did book club, some did film. So that I suppose that option of being able to watch the film as opposed to the reading the book has been a really good option, especially in these times.
That's terrific. And it would be very fascinating, and we're getting off the subject a little bit here, but it would be very fascinating to hear the differences between the films and the books, because quite often some of the films are sort of go into a lot more detail or they wander off and then come back, don't they? It'd be really fascinating to hear two people, one who'd watched only the film and one who'd only read the book.
Yeah, and that was highlighted as a really interesting part of this particular book club, that they did, you know, look at that and the differences, and it was quite fascinating how they were different. And I think one of the people that watched the film said that they would go back and read the book just because that those differences they were really interested in.
Yeah, that's great. I'm very interested in these book clubs, and particularly, you know, in these times.
Alan, you'll have to sign up for it.
Whether I got the time to read the books, the next thing.
Watch the film, though.
your hubs, are they open at the moment, or what's the score with the hubs?
They're not physically opened at the moment, but they will be opening on Monday. So community hubs are allowed to operate from Monday. Obviously following all the government measures that are in place, such as physical distancing. And I was explaining before that we try and call it physical distancing as opposed to social distancing, because we don't want to socially distance from people, but obviously we need to physically distance from people. So they will be operating, and we're just putting together what's going to be happening at the hubs. From Monday there will be some things happening. We're just sort of working out exactly what and how much space we have, so how many people we can allow in at any one time.
And then on top of that, I mean, obviously, when the hubs open, are you still going to keep a lot of your online going as well, or what's going to be that?
Yeah, probably, because they've been really popular. So a lot of people that just aren't able to get out and about can still connect with us. So some of those things will definitely continue. I know for us at the Children's Services, we will continue with the Siri Kids Hub, because it's been really popular and a really great way to get what we're doing in our services out to the community. The hub will still do some virtual things. I think this whole experience has taught us that we can do things differently, and that, you know, some of the initiatives that we've come up with have been really, really exciting and really welcomed by the community.
Well, there's a lot of talk, isn't it, that even when we get back to what we would classify as going to be normal, that normality isn't going to be the normal that we knew 6 months ago or 12 months ago, is it? There's going to be a lot of interaction with using Zoom and a lot of those things. And a lot of people are going to be very frightened to get out into the, I mean, they've been locked up, well, not locked up, but they've been in lockdown for some time. And with them not being an injection or anything to do anything about it, a lot of people, I think, will stay very concerned for quite some time.
Yeah, and that could be the case. I mean, with our schools and with the community, the children's services, which have started operating, like this community school are now doing, you know, the half group on and half group off, they've actually had quite a big uptake. So there hasn't been that caution demonstrated so far. You know, a lot of people are really anxious, I think, to return back to face-to-face just because of the connection with people. You know, Zoom is great, and it has been a great way of saving time in some ways, having meetings where you don't have to travel to and from. But that face-to-face connection, I think, is really important. So, you know, a lot of the students are back at the school. All of the teachers are back at the school operating the face-to-face now. And they're learning, like, obviously the school has put in some extra hygiene measures. They've increased all of their precautions with additional cleaning throughout the day. There's an emphasis on hand washing and sanitising. There's sanitising dispensers in every room. Students are avoiding sharing equipment and resources. So they're really learning new ways and new routines of doing things that will probably see us through for a long time, as you've mentioned. There's been a really good spirit of cooperation and working together as a community to make best of this challenging situation, and the staff and students are all relieved and very happy to be back at school. So that's been a real positive. They are really enjoying that connection. It's only been, you know, one day back, and they're already showing that they're really enjoying that connection. So with the community hubs, it may be a little bit different because, but I think a lot of people want to get back to connecting with their community. Obviously, we will be very cautious, and at the hubs, as we do with the children's centre and the school, we have put in extra precautions, sanitizer outside each space. So we've got sanitizer as you enter each door of the community hubs. We've got sanitizer outside the toilets. We've got sanitizer outside the rooms. You know, practicing physical distancing. So all of those measures that we're putting in place will be there for a long, long time. And I think that gives people the confidence to come back, to know that we are putting all those extra measures in place and that we're taking everyone's health and hygiene very, very seriously. So, you know, we wouldn't allow things to open up if we thought that there was a great threat to the community. We would be looking at everything being 100%, you know, preventative in terms of everything we do. And that's something that we've been very passionate about from the onset of this, and making sure that everyone's safe, our families, our children, our staff, the community, everyone. So we've really worked hard to ensure that that's at the forefront.
Thanks, Terry. Dileta, we've just got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more and community connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
What a time to be alive. What a time to go online. Check on my phone like a million fucking times. I don't know who I am. You don't know where I stand. Too much of anything is shit, you know. Ha, 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 ha. I'm a happy idiot just like you. Ha, 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 ha. And don't you wanna do what lovers do? Ha, 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 ha. But then I'm gonna lose myself and lose. I don't understand. Deleting those texts to left and right. There's too much in my head. There's too much in my head. Myself and lose. Ain't too much of anything is shit, you know. See me run and then I hide. The fun is running backwards, ain't that right? life. Yeah. You know, and I know the feeling that if you don't know where I am, then you don't know where I stand. Yeah. Too much of anything is shit, you know. Ha 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 ha. I'm a happy idiot just like you. Ha 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 ha. Give me that rush, but then I'm running.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where the time is 12:28 and it's 16 degrees. And I have with me Siri, as we always do, for the fourth Wednesday of the month, and we've got Diletta with us. Diletta, tell us a bit about Kinder. What's going on with that, please?
Yeah, so our Kinder programs have been running as normal throughout COVID. Obviously, our attendances were a bit low at times, but we're pretty much back to full capacity now at all of our kindergartens. And so we're starting to look at kinder for 2021, believe it or not. So our kinder enrolments for Chirnside Park Kinder for 4 and 3 year old kinder for next year will be, you can start to apply now. And we're just finalising the session times now, and they will be on our Facebook page from next week. And we're also in our long daycare. So a lot of people may not understand that in our long daycare centres at both Mount Evelyn and Yarra Junction, we also run a kindergarten program that is led by an early childhood teacher. And so it's the same as going to a sessional kinder. So if you do need that added advantage of a full day, because often sessional kinders are not the full day, you do have that opportunity of care between 6:30 and 6:30, and all the meals at our long daycare are provided, which is different to a sessional kinder. So we have the best of both worlds at Siri. We've got sessional kinder at Chirnside, and then at Yarra Junction and Mount Evelyn, we have our integrated kindergarten programs in our long daycare. And as I mentioned before, we've got Spanish classes and Japanese classes. We've got a bush kinder program up at the Yarra Junction site that our other sites also visit. So the children on Mount Evelyn and Chirnside Park get to go on excursions there. Excursions have been on hold during COVID. Yarra Junction, because it is next to their site, they've started up their bush kinder program again, but we're just holding off on those for the moment for Chirnside Park and Mount Evelyn. At Mount Evelyn, we're very lucky to have a community garden there that we've just, the children's services have just taken over caring for, and we have a wonderful horticulturalist that works with us named Jill. And our new cook that will start with the service on Monday is going to do a garden to plate type of program involving the children with Jill on learning about where food comes from. They will pick food to actually cook in the service menu. So that will be a really great learning experience for the children to be involved in that. We're also going to, at Mount Evelyn, start mini master chefs where they will do some cooking experiences with both the teacher and the cook, sort of learning about how to cook food and the different learning that comes with that, like just incidental learning. So when you're cooking, you learn about literacy because you're reading a recipe. You're learning about numeracy because you're measuring ingredients. So you learn about half a cup as opposed to a full cup. You're also learning about science because if you're making something that changes consistency, then there's the science around that. So there's a lot of learning in cooking. We do cooking throughout all of our services. And what we're hoping to do with our Mount Evelyn Community Garden is open that up for our other services to do excursions too, just like our bush block with our Chirnside Park and Mount Evelyn. So that will be an amazing experience. We're really looking forward to that sort of kicking off in term three, you know, with all the different foods that the children are going to grow. With excess food, we will provide that for the parents too. So if there's, you know, extra pumpkins or things, we will put those out for parents to, you know, take if we have excess stock. So that will be great as well, you know, helping support the community.
Soletta, you also wanted to say a thank you.
Yes. So Gus, our CEO, just wanted me to say a huge thanks to all of our team. We've had a wonderful team of staff really supporting us through this time. So she just wanted to commend all of our people for doing a great job during COVID and really also wanted to thank the community for their continued support and doing things differently. Like, we've all really learnt to think outside the box and do things differently. So Gus just wanted to give a heartfelt thanks to everybody, both our staff and also the community, on, you know, just being amazing throughout these times. It's been very challenging, but I think everyone's worked really well together.
We've all certainly learned a few things during this period, haven't we? Every one of us.
Definitely, definitely.
And things we thought were so important before probably aren't quite so important as what they were. Now, we should just mention that there are a few programs that at the moment you can't run, such as the responsible alcohol and food handlers. You can't do those because at the moment you can't have, they can't be done online, can they?
No, but we are looking at we're looking at what we can start to open at the hubs and now. I was speaking to Laura just yesterday and we're looking at whether we can start to run first aid towards mid to end of June. So obviously we've got to like plan what we can do with the precautionary measures in place. So if we can operate face-to-face, we will. So I suppose the best thing is to, you know, just keep an eye on our website and our Facebook pages about what is starting to open up. You know, the community hubs can open from next week. So it'll just be a matter of what we can organise in that space and what community groups will be going in. So we are running some accredited training from there on Wednesdays through the Vetus program. But then, you know, we'll open it up to other spaces as well. But we still do have a lot of the virtual learning happening as well and some other remote learning opportunities. We've got the Small Business Hub membership launched recently. So that's through our, you can get onto that through our website. And just put in the Small Business Hub. We've also got the Friday Night Live, which is a virtual community hangout every Friday night between 7 and 8, and that's been really, really popular. So even though we can't do all of our face-to-face yet, we are looking at ways we can sort of stay connected with the community. As I said, there's belly dancing remotely. There's been other Fit for Life for seniors done remotely. So obviously, even with the community hub opening up next week, fitness classes aren't allowed to open yet. So even if we put the precautionary measures in place, that's still not allowed until later in June. But, you know, just watch our Facebook pages and our website to just sort of keep an eye on what can start up fairly soon. We want the community and get back, you know, face-to-face as soon as we can. So,
yeah. Deliver the op shop wouldn't be open at the moment. This is where the ladies go and get the clothing for the interviews. Now, that wouldn't be open. But are you still doing the their resumes for them and all that?
I'm not sure about that. I'll have to check with Laura. But that we are looking at when we can open that up again as well, because obviously some things are allowed to open. So it may just be a matter of, you know, sanitizer being out the front and making sure that not too many people are going into the shop. I'm pretty sure the resumes are being done, but I can check that out. But if you have an inquiry about that, just give our number a call and I'm sure that we can point you in the right direction. That is something that they can do remotely, so I would imagine that's still possible and I'm sure we could arrange something if that's needed.
Because one of the things that I think will come out of this is that particularly some of the ladies, and I don't want to be sexist or anything, but some of those were in part-time jobs that probably aren't going to come back. And I guess some of the people that are in that situation need to think about not only maybe not getting back into even the same job they had, maybe look at some other sort of job as well. And I would have thought that the resume would be a great help to some of those people.
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's why I say just contact our number and I'm sure someone can help point you in the right direction for that. And it is something that I know they're doing remotely. Like we've been doing photocopying for people remotely. It's like, you know, if you email what you needed photocopied and printed, then we will actually do that and then can have it delivered or a central location to pick it up. So there's been lots of initiatives we've been doing behind the scenes. So I'm sure that would definitely be still operating.
Sounds like you had to get active very, very quickly, doesn't it? But, I mean, I wouldn't have thought it, that you'd be able to do the photocopying and all that. I didn't realise that. So that's...
Yeah. So it's just a matter of emailing our reception and they were organising packs of photocopying for people. And that's because people can't go to libraries to do their photocopying anymore. So we had to sort of think, okay, how can we support the community? So we sort of did little things like that to just sort of let the community know that we were there to support them through these tough times. And, you know, Alan, you talked about people's jobs and that's definitely true. There are going to be a lot of things coming through that. And obviously if we can support people and it may be a time that they re-educate and go through some of our learning programs. So, you know, the accredited training through Ed Support, the, supported living and the early childhood. So there's lots of different things that they can do to try and, you know, look at a different career if that's what they want as well.
And some of those areas are growth areas too, aren't they? They're not an area that's not going to come. What concerns me a bit is you know, we keep talking about businesses opening up and I guess a lot of the big ones are going to, but a lot of the little ones that mum and dad have mortgaged their house to get by a franchise or whatever it might be, And they might not have the funds to come back. It's as simple as that.
Yeah,
and definitely. That'll take away some of those part-time jobs that as I said, particularly the women often fulfil those jobs, you know, around school hours and all that. Dahlia, we've just got to take a quick break again and we'll be back with more. And when we come back, for those that are there, we need you to get a paper and pencil so that you can write down all the contact details that the letter's going to give you. And I should also mention next Wednesday, I've got 1 hour available. If there's any group that would like to do a phone conference with me and discuss what they're doing in lockdown, send us an email at info@yarravalleyfm.org.au. That's info@yarravalleyfm.org.au or go onto our Facebook page and let me know. There's got to be a community organisation, a not-for-profit organisation, but we'd be only too happy to have you in next Wednesday for 1 hour. But now we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
You're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain gets so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero with something to be. And they hurt you at home, and they hit you at school. And they hate you if you're clever, and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow the rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Yeah. Well, they tortured and seared you for 20 odd years. And then they expect you to pick a career. Well, you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. With religion, sex, and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I see. And a working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. Yeah, there's room at the top, they're telling you still. First you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you wanna be like those folks on the hill. Working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. If you wanna be a hero, just follow me. If you wanna be a hero, just follow me.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And, of course, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have Siri with us. And, Delita, there's something that we should also mention, too, that not everybody understands when they want to look up Siri that it is C-I-R-E. I mean, I've heard all sorts of various things, and I know we've mentioned it before, and we just need to mention that as you're giving the contacts and if people want to look you up on Facebook and all that, that Siri is spelled C-I-R-E, because you know that and I know that, but not everybody listening does.
No, that's for sure. A lot of people get muddled up with the Apple Siri.
Delita, we've covered quite a lot of topics. I guess the major thing is now you've hopefully getting us a bit excited about what's going on. So can you give us some contact details and where we can find out more about the organisation, please?
Yep. So Siri's general contact number, which is the best one to contact because our reception staff are amazing at being able to direct you in the right direction. So the Siri number is 1300, the 1300 835 235. I'll repeat that for you. 1300 835 235. And it's the number is operating as usual even through these times. So we've always had that number being answered by one of our lovely reception team. And would you like me to give you the website too, Alan?
Yes, please. And Facebook, anything that you've got, please.
So the website is www.siri, so spelt C-I-R-E.org.au. So I'll give you that again. It's www.siri, so C-I-R-E.org.au. And we have several Facebook pages, but the main Facebook page we have is Siri Services. So it's just under Siri Services. But then some of our business units, such as the school and hubs, have their own Facebook page as well. So it just is Siri Children's Services and Siri Community Hubs.
And I did mention earlier on, and I'm not sure what I mentioned on air or off air, when I know that with particularly some of the mainstream schools, that when they go back, they are talking about completely doing away with the homeschooling, and they're not going to be doing stuff via Zoom. With Siri, I mean, I'm not only talking about the school here, I'm talking about the whole of Siri. When the date comes, like the hub's back next Monday, I think you said, are you still planning on doing some remote as well as that, or on that day is that the end of remote?
I will still be doing things remotely. The whole corporate office won't be back on site until probably the end of June, in line with the government recommendations. Some staff may go back to just get things ready and organise for when we return fully. The face-to-face for the education and training will probably be delayed as well, and a lot of that will stay remote for the moment. So that's your, you know, early childhood courses and independent support and your education support. They will remain remote for the moment. So we're not sure when they will go back to face-to-face, because obviously we need to make sure that we have all the preventative measures in place. I think for the school and children's services, there are those opportunities to do things remotely now. So just in, you know, if a child was away ill from our services for an extended period of time, then we have that capability and the know-how now how to engage with those children and, you know, even if it's a FaceTime catch-up or a Skype catch-up with their friends so that they sort of stay connected to the service. And that may be the same for the school. So we're not ruling anything out now. We're looking at what different things we can provide to our families and our children so that they can stay connected to the services. I mean, if a family, I was going to say, goes on an extended holiday, but that probably isn't going to be the case for a while, you know, there are those opportunities to provide those face connections with the children now. And I think that's really important that we have looked at different ways of learning and different ways of delivering our services to the community to make sure, you know, through any situation we can stay connected. And I think that's really important. And that's been something that's shone through all of Siri, that we've all worked really hard to stay connected with the community and just look outside the box. And I think that's a credit to all the team, like the team that we've got. They've worked really hard and diligently at trying to stay on top of things.
And I guess that's one of the learning things that we've all learned during this, isn't it? That we can do things other ways. You tend to get stuck in, well, not a rut, but you tend to do the same thing over and over and over again. And all of a sudden, when something like this comes up, well, you have to. I mean, I didn't ever think we'd be doing community connections remotely. You know, I'm sitting in the room at my home, and probably you are. And if you'd told me 12 months ago we'd be doing this, I'd have said, well, that's no way. But apart from the fact that we are able to do it, I mean, Greg did a lot of work to make sure that we could get this, and I'm sure a lot of your people have, and we've just had to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have come together. Like, you know, even this morning I watched the Yarra Rangers reconciliation session, and just to be I probably wouldn't have been able to do that in person, because I probably wouldn't have been able to, you know, have the time to do it. So to be able to do that was really amazing and quite moving to watch the smoking ceremony online. So I think the entire community is pulled together to, you know, deliver those really important things, you know, remotely, and so that everyone can still be involved and a part of the community.
Coletta, unfortunately, my time is fast coming to an end. I've got to get off and do something else. But, look, I thank you for coming. We always love to hear from Siri. And I know on the fourth Wednesday of next month, we'll June. Yeah, gee, it's going. I'm from Siri. I should mention that straight after 1 o'clock news, we'll have Cindy McLeish in for her session, and she'll tell us what's going on in the area. But Diletta, thank you for your time, and we'll catch up with somebody next month.
Great. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Alan. It's been great.
No worries. Thanks, Aletta. Bye.
Bye.